Lead Me Not. Written by Anne Gallagher. Narrated by Michael Ferraiolo. Dedication. To the one who will probably never know he inspired this book, I wish you peace, acceptance, and love. Chapter 1. 6 months ago. The sodomites had bullhorns this year. It was already a challenge for Isaac's voice to be heard, an even greater one for his words to be heard. Without half a dozen rainbow-festooned bullhorns amplifying people's shouts and chants. Isaac had only been out here in the blazing sun for an hour, but his throat was raw from trying to speak over the crowd at Summer Bluff's Gay Pride Festival. He wiped a hand across his forehead. Sweat soaked his hair and his crisp white shirt, trickling down the sides of his face and the back of his neck. William, Isaac's second eldest brother, gave him a cold bottle of water. He downed most of it in two gulps and handed the remainder back. Thanks. He cleared his throat, adjusted the hands-free microphone beside his mouth, and clicked his headset back on. To the crowd, he bellowed, Be not proud of your sins! His voice was getting hoarse already. He doubted he'd be able to speak by day's end. The Lord forgives those who are humble and ask for grace, but
divorce is a sin too, jackass.
A woman covered in rainbows waved an enlarged laminated copy of a news story with a headline Isaac knew by heart. Infamous church dynasty rocked by divorce scandal. Outspoken traditionalist up-and-comer, son of famed homophobe Reverend Morris, said to be stunned, devastated by wife's departure. He set his jaw and tried not to look at the photo beneath the text. Even after almost a year, it still hurt to see that image of himself and Candace, which someone had manipulated to look like it was being ripped in half. And someone always brought that article or one like it, as if the fact that he'd fallen and his marriage had come apart, something for which he'd begged God's and his father's forgiveness a million times, somehow negated the graveness of the sins being flaunted here today.
Every one of us is a sinner, he shouted over the chanting. We have all sinned. We are all sinners in the eyes of the Lord.
He held up his Bible.
But we can be forgiven. God's grace is for all of us unless you have made the choice to turn away from the Lord. You can choose to come back. Cast away your...
Do you think we chose this?
Someone screamed back.
To be discriminated?
Cast away your sinful lifestyle.
Isaac waved the ragged Bible over his head, gripping the worn leather cover with sweaty fingers.
The word of God is clear, and it is final, and...
I've got a question for you, Reverend.
The single voice was calm and low, and somehow cut through the noise of the throng. Isaac turned and found a middle-aged gentleman with a gray beard and faded tattoos, wearing a rainbow tank top with Born This Way printed across the front. His arms were at his sides, his expression taut but not hostile. Isaac lowered his Bible and turned off his headset.
Yes?
Behind him, William took over shouting to the crowd, but Isaac could feel people watching him and this quiet man who'd grabbed his attention. The man took a step forward. Isaac's eldest brother John tensed, ready to lunge at the man if he came too close, but Isaac waved him back. All around them, people stilled, and Isaac sensed more heads turning their way.
I've heard you preach, Reverend, the man said. You say we've chosen this life.
Yes,
Isaac held up the Bible.
You've chosen to stray from...
I've heard it.
The comment was terse, as was his dismissive wave, but his tone remained calm and even.
I'm not here to argue about that.
Isaac was guarded but curious. Constructive dialogues were difficult to come by at these events, and if there was even the smallest opportunity to turn someone to Christ, he wasn't going to pass it up.
All right. I guess I have less of a question and more of a challenge.
The man folded his powerful, inked arms across his chest and the Born This Way slogan.
Prove.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?